Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we try to figure out why the supply side shortage.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Well, it's true. We have a supply side problem at every level of real estate throughout the country. That's amazing.
It really is.
And you know, it hasn't snuck up on us. People think it just happened. I've seen since 2017, the supply side, the inventory has shortened over time continually since 2017. For the past 2 years, pre-COVID, this was a thing.
Yes. And you're seeing that in available opportunities for listings, right? It's still less than a month.
That's right. The inventory side is down to 0.4 of 1 month. So that means if all the properties that are on the market right now continue to sell at the rate they've been selling, we'd be out of inventory in less than a month.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So let's talk about why it is and what's going to happen next. I think that Oregon is not unique. It is a nationwide trend, and it's clear that there's a reason for it that is somewhat related to COVID. So we could talk about the supply side being new inventory. You got to make more of it if there's more people that want to buy. And that's one answer. Another answer is people with used homes getting out of the homes they're in. And that may be new construction also because they're building for those people so they can clear the inventory to add tenants and turn them into buyers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I know that during COVID, a lot of the sawmills and the guys that were making lumber, they thought that we were kind of headed into a recession, so they slowed way down. The builders took a little bit of a blip, but then, you know, with everybody being home and saying, wow, I don't like my house, I want to remodel, they started home improvement projects. Plus, the builders were then being asked, build me a new house. So I know that did a lot for the demand, and also the wildfires didn't help because that burned up a lot of timber in our Pacific Northwest.
Right. So the supply side is not just supply of ready-built homes. There's a deep shortage in a lot of the materials like resin where you've got to manufacture materials for the builds and that's not there or available. So there's a shortage down the food chain, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know lumber has quadrupled. I mean, could you imagine being a builder trying to quote a number to a homeowner for a new build and your lumber's doubling and quadrupling?
Exactly. And over the time from the quote to the build out, there's the permit process, the engineering, the making the plans, the architect, all that has to fit in between their bid and their estimate and the actual build out, which means time means the pricing can't be pinned down. So it's difficult to be a builder, especially on spec home where you don't know exactly what the sales price will be. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.